going up the spine. And the frequencies are going to blend. Then I come back down. That's one polarity, plus and minus, already accomplished. Then I'm going to go towards the right, which is the farther side, on the back. But I must look, come along and see. I'm ascending from here, by I stopped. You see, I came back, I went up, I came back here. So then I'm going across like this now. Mm-hmm. Up. Down.
Oh, I see.
That's the farther side. Then I'm going to go to the mother side. Up, down. Then that's one side each is done already. Now I'm gonna go back up the middle again, right up to, and then I come to this part here. See, I go right up to here, and okay, then okay. Then I go again over to the farther side. One, two. Then I come back to this part. Then I go over to the mother side. One. Two. Then I come back down. You complete the circuit.
So if we've already
he's not going all the way up. He's not going all the way up. He's going up to the
largest
of the
largest
of the largest.
Then the mother side, then come up, down. Yes, and then go back straight up, and then you go across to the farther side, and come up, then go further, come back down. He's counting, see how smart this guy gets? He saw it was seven movements, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're setting the path, your frequency, you're not dealing with no massage, you're dealing with frequency, focusing on the body. So that your chakras and all these things are not just labels, they're actual facts about your body and they're operating in frequency. But the massage is intelligent. So when a person gives you a manual massage in their hand, that's okay. When you want to tone off the thing and finish, this is what we call a biosonic tonification. You're tonifying the cells for their regenerative function. So you do this after you do a body massage. You work on the patient or a person or yourself, give yourself a good manual workout, then run this on after.
We can't do our own backs, right?
Oh, your back feels good.
Great. That's great.
Yeah.
It really is.
Much, right?
So you go up first.
Fuzzy.
Oh, you don't go to the right and over to the right?
No.
So let's get that movement clear. That's the first movement. There are not too many movements.
Yeah, that's the first one.
In other words, this is like a cosmic traffic cop. You're directing traffic on the body to get rid of the verbal clutter. Yes, yeah, so the same frequency. Is that the star of David
and
the
star of David?
How's that?
Does it
and you have to keep your left hand right here?
Yeah, you always keep the left hand as you're making contact.
Okay.
Anybody connected to that kind of frequency? Bonjour, mademoiselle, madame, messieurs. C'est une application pour the Macassé de la flappe. For the cool, bon, bon muscles. Then a Frenchman understands them. Then you come back and then, wherever they fix link in the brain to the resonance, you lock it. So if that would be the case, then it's difficult to heal people.
When they're locked in.
And they're locked in. So the device cannot do that. The device has to take what is known as pitch frequencies within a scale to where the organs respond for them to function, regardless be a Frenchman, an Englishman, or a Chinaman. The organs have to have a pitch frequency. So no matter what they're saying to themselves, that pitch frequency will override the breakdown. And so the device is set up now to override that, to put it back in its correct pitch frequency. So that's why we're saying that music, for some people, make them aggravated, and for other people, it makes them relax. It depends on which pitch. Now, I got a musician friend who's working on some ideas, and he'll tell you, any piece of music written in a scale of A will make everybody hyper. And if you want to make people lazy and don't do nothing, play it in the scale of B.
Oh.
Yeah, they just walk in the room and they hear the music and they're like, and they all go to sleep. But you know, you want them to be functional and stay alert. C or G. One of the two will work to keep you functional. C or G.
Keep you alert?
Yeah. They find more alert music is in C.
What tone is this machine going?
C, D, E, F, G. It's got all of them except five. You have to have all five. There's no way to get
except
one.
A. No A, right?
How do you get five?
No A or B.
A is what makes you sick, and B is what makes you sick, and this C, D, E, F, G is what gets you to go back to norm.
Okay. Oh. So does that mean that, well, the audible live stream would have all the tones? They wouldn't just...
Audible live stream...
Of course, pre-tone, isn't it?
Operates within the five, C, D, F, G. What were you given when you got initiated? How many names?
Five.
Good.
Five.
Mm-hmm. What do they represent in terms of physics?
Two different states.
Sonics, gas, temperature, liquid, crystalline. The man said on the TV there, they didn't know when they tried every kind of frequency. And when they hit five, what happened to the crystal? It jumped up and became three. This is exactly, beyond five, it doesn't do anything more than stay normal. Now, there are only two other ones that will distort it. The A and the B will distort it. Those are the basic harassers. So, all the elements that you see that make up this universe, 144 of them, they all obey the basic five notes. And then they're set within their own nature to work as harassers. That's the A and the B frequency. Now you, the Christ conscious person, that's the one who has the investiture given to you, know that when you repeat the chant, you automatically set the A and the B in balance that they go play somewhere else. And leave you to play where you are without interruption. So C, D, E, F, G will always focus to keep the norm where you are. A and B in a hurricane or a tornado is going to go play somewhere else. Now, if you're living to die, which of the two notes are you emphasizing?
A and B.
And so then the element will have to provide an outlet for that sensation of your conscious locking in. So if a hurricane took place and a person who is so adamant and he wants to phase out, then the B frequency will pull him to make a miscalculated or misapplied decision in his movement, and he ends up being the hurt victim. Now the other one made it by the skin of his nose, he just got through, he jumped. So he ain't ready to go yet. So these are refining out more and more the laws of physics. And the doctors don't like it because why? then seeing that medicine is slowly being phased down in terms of administering it to you, but at the same time they're seeing another type of medicine emerging, a competent capability to regulate and run your own life, and you would quicker pay to have better facilities to live.
Do free radicals have A and B frequency?
That's right. Now you see how quick you learned it? Did you say it? Yeah? Mm. Okay, we got that there.
Certain herbs
that
keep the free radicals in check would have the other frequencies.
Right. So we have homeopathic medicine and allopathic medicine. Allopathic is a policeman to catch a thief. Homeopathic is a thief to catch a thief. So, sonic machine works with homeopathic. Now, here's an interesting thing. I can transmit the sonic frequency with the homeopathic remedy on the area of the person's body, no matter how far they are, because it's the same law. This is a super radiotic machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can do photographs and...
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
kidding.
You don't realize what you got till they show you how what to use.
That's
it.
Amazing.
It's much more fast, advanced than radionics. Even radionics themselves, for the first time, they had to admit that a device that has a sonic frequency that can transmit. The AMA don't like to use the word radionics. They're using the word radiesthesia because the Russians have actually proven now there's a bioplasmic field. Remember I said it walked around? It does exist and you can't get away from it. And therefore, that field can be tapped in by sonics. So you can actually do what is called distant treatment to an area of a friend or loved one without imposing upon them and let them get well. And they can call it grace.
Mm. But you can do that with a phone.
Yeah.
And can you use another body, a surrogate body?
You can use a surrogate body.
But if you're using a surrogate body, what are you doing? Imagining that person?
Well, the area where the problem is, let's say you're the daughter of the mother, and the mother got a shoulder pain. And if it's the right shoulder, we put your finger on the right shoulder, then we send the frequency from you to her, because you're already her ovum.
What about a sister or a brother?
Either way, because
we're
all from,
we're all part of the same
frequency.
So you could work on yourself and work on your family at the same time.
Right.
Oh, whenever you work on you, you're working on everybody.
Brother Jesus said when the Roman soldier came to him, he says, my servant is sick, but don't come to my house, just say the word. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's super fantastic sonic radionics, eh? He said, I have never seen such faith in all Israel. No, it's done, man. It's done. You got it made, man. You understand better than your church. But that's actually true. Well, their frequency levels can reach out now and tap in.
So if I have a sister with a spinal injury,
yeah,
and this work is done on me, it's also going to assist her?
No. Unless you're relating to her to talk with her, and if she has a problem, ask you for the problem. What we're doing right now is on you.
She has to make the connection.
Right.
She has
like,
to ask.
Like sort of plugging in the plug.
Yeah.
With the word by asking.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus didn't go around healing people. He waited for them to come ask him. And when they asked, then he did the work. But what I'm showing of when someone asks for another person, there are two cases like that, where somebody asks for another person. The Jairus' daughter, she was dying and already died. And then he came to him and said, my daughter is dead. And he said, she's only sleeping. And that was the father being pacified by the understanding of the master, and so he sent the frequency back. Now, when the Roman soldier came to him and asked for the help of his servants, he says, go, it's done. Those are two evidence. Now, the third one is Lazarus in the grave. And that's a different frequency concept, because that does with the investiture. Elements do not have the right to do what?
Kill you.
Therefore, they can't make you do what? Stop what?
Breathing.
Congratulations. Everybody learning fast. Are you immortal? After you understand the physics now?
Yes.
Good. Two things equal the same thing. Are themselves equal? Good. Therefore, two things equal to the same thing
are equal to each other.
And therefore, the elements having no right to kill nobody mean they can't kill themselves because you're a composition of elements. If common sense will tell you, Jesus knew what the hell he was doing. Come out, Lazarus. Well, Father, I didn't have to say to the Lord, but it's only these hard religions.
Do the elements have a carry consciousness?
Elements respond to sonic frequency. That's not consciousness. They respond to a frequency which we can recognize that falls within the scale. And when they operate efficiently, it's C, D, E, F, G. When they want to break you down or harass you, it's A and a B. But they don't have a right to kill you. So that means they don't have the right to do what to their own self. They can't what? Self-decimate themselves. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. Since they can't self-decimate themselves, it's impossible for you, a container containing 144, to be what?
Self-decimated.
Be self-decimated. You can only fixate yourself to be living the illusion of dying with them. But they will provide that condition for you to live the illusion that you gotta die or be breath-free. Now, breath was given to you as a gift, as the last of the 144 elements. 143 are inside of you making the body called fetus till they cut the cord. Then the 144th element comes in as oxygen, closing the gap. Now, that allows you to be a breeding organism with the option to live to breed or live not to breed. Now, you live not to breed, you want to go back to the breath-free state. So you want to give back the oxygen and be around 43 elements. If you want to live to breed, you learn breathless state, meaning you learn regulation of the input-output of the 144th element that came in. And that 144th element that came in is God Himself.
It's called what?
God Himself, as you.
The elements are like transistors, for sonics.
Yeah. Now, the East German researchers have identified how much is that little molecule of oxygen coming in. It's 1/3,000th of an ounce that comes in and the cord is cut. You weigh 1/3,000th of an ounce more after birth when the cord is cut. I weigh 1/3,000th of an ounce less after you quit breathing. So we know now the breath-free state is 1/3,000th of an ounce less. And the breathless state is 1/3,000th of an ounce more. So you have this 1/3,000th of an ounce of oxygen oscillating in and out. You have that now for the first time as actual evidence that you do operate as a sonic principle. The devices are there now to validate that man doesn't have a soul. Man is soul, living soil. But the agricultural language is changing very fast. Okay, we've got that already on the top. Let's go to the bottom one now. You want to stand up and I'll show you how you do the bottom one. So you can get to see better. Back from where we start now. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You come down to the tailbone. Then you come back up. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then you curve over to the right. You curve back. Curve over to the left. You come back. Got it? Then you come back down. That's what I did. Now you curve up. Come down. Curve up. Down, you go back up.
Hey. Let's talk about this. Down and up first.
Got it?
Mm-hmm. One
more. Okay, let's do it to each other.
So how far down do you come?
Come down, go up, curve over, come back, curve over, come back, curve up, come back, curve up, come back. It's like a figure eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, this isn't back to Tantra meridians. It's something completely different.
Yes, it's including acupuncture meridians by going over them.
But you're going into the sonic level.
You're going into the sonic level of it all.
Acupuncture is the
This is sonic reflexology. The actual name of this whole science is called biosonic tonification or rejuvenation.
That was too high. Surely your ribs don't start there. But you said, you know, it's a high part where it starts. But it seems that has to be done.
The acupuncture is more electric versus magnetic.
Okay.
Electric. It's electric.
Ready?
It's like the wiring in your house.
Wait a minute. Could this be different if you use DC current versus AC current?
Enjoy it.
On that second movement, are you starting at the 17th point or no?
Uh-huh.
You pressed on that little button.
Go ahead. Don't they broadcast, don't they magnify certain frequencies? Isn't that how that works?
Well, the thing about the crystal is that all that is important about it is the piezoelectric effect.
The what?
Piezoelectric effect.
Piezo?
Dr. Piezo was the man who discovered years ago the electrical reaction of a crystal. And that was the first breakthrough in crystal radio.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, the crystal got famous for being a transmitter. It was recognized as a transmitter, but he did the research to validate that it was actually, and that you can record on it and do any different type of projection. And if you wear it, it sets up what is called an electrical field around the body. And so they use it for people who have a low electrical field, so it builds up your feeling of being magnetic. But outside of that, it doesn't go beyond that. And some people have what is called psychological synchronicity with it. But when you're dealing with your body as a force field to benefit in terms of feeling healthy, certain sizes and certain colors help the body that way. But it's based upon the piezoelectric effect in the crystal, from the light how it hits it.
In the person. So when I have this little card here that says rubies do certain things, there's really not much to that.
Unless it's a particular sign of the zodiac. A ruby will have a different effect.
But it would be your birth, your...
Yeah, it would have to do with your particular time sequence when you came in as a cellular structure.
So if I came in as a Scorpio.
So therefore, the particular stone is topaz.
Right.
Topaz would resonate with your frequency. So the frequency of topaz matches that frequency of a Scorpio.
Yeah. But what does it do?
Wearing a topaz by itself would only give you an electrical field to feel magnetic. It won't insulate you against problems.
Does it open up your field?
It just opens the field, that's all.
To what purpose?
To make you feel magnetic. So you see, your birth sign is more important for your birth sign to wear the stone. So it has to be made into a bracelet. Where that's the reason why they made it that way.
Okay. But on the school card, like, say, let's take aquamarine. It says strengthens kidneys and liver, calms nerves, mental emotional balance, clarity of mind, helps banish fears, creative self expression, communication. None of that you're saying holds.
Unless you know how to set it up. To make it work.
They're really invaded.
You mean like where to place this crystal?
Right.
Or would it be placing it around your body or on your body? That would.
That was the year.
So what the point is this, the stone is more preferable to a person who is of that birth sign.
That's horrifying.
Not to any person. And that particular organ. The organ will get some help, but it doesn't help them as much as the person of that sign.
And to your mind, it doesn't seem like sort of a waste of time.
No, it's a waste of time. I'd say if your birth sign is a specific frequency, your organ that is related to that birth sign will be subjected to that frequency. So to insulate your body from breaking down prematurely, you take the stone and set it into a bracelet to wear it. More than just a hanging with a pendant.
What's the difference in the hanging it and the wearing it? Why it's just closer to
your hand? No, there's a big difference between the two. One definitely insulates and shunts the injury away from your body. The other one is only a feel. So it's not designed for the insulate you. But a lightning rod shunts lightning away from a house. So that's the big difference between a bracelet and a pendant. A pendant is a preparation to get you to go to the next level. To shut insulate the body against breakdown. So they wear these pendants or amulets to help the person get some sense of magnetic feel for themselves. But later on, they move on to a bracelet that insulates them if they're going to work with people. If you're going to work with among people, you're going to have to insulate yourself. Otherwise, you're going to absorb their negative force field.
You have to do what?
You absorb their negative field.
If you
you're going to work with people, you have to insulate yourself.
More than you insulate. And when you say insulate, are you saying shunt?
Yes. What's a bulletproof vest for?
Right.
For a policeman.
Right. Why are those bracelets on everybody's left arm?
It's there, supposed to be in the left, if you can afford to, fine, both arms got it. But supposed to be in the left arm to insulate your heart.
Your heart. And why is that more important than anything else?
Well, where is your heart located?
Left side.
Left side. But I mean, why is it
now, look back to your literature all through the centuries. Life is located in the brain.
No.
Life is located in the testicles,
right,
or in
right,
the genital
right.
Where is it located?
Okay, when the heart goes, go.
So that's why it has to be insulated. See how smart you get right away? There is no magic or miraculous things when you're dealing with the actual physics of the universe. You're dealing with a valid science. And in the valid science, you can validate it with the advent of modern technology, and more and more we can validate these things with instruments to show that these men were talking the truth, but they were using agricultural language, and therefore a lot of people got misled with the language. Now, you hear the word music of the spheres. To the average person hearing that statement, he runs around believing he's going to hear what?
Chimes.
You're going to hear chimes and instruments. When in actuality, that's not what's going on in the spheres of the universe. That there's a sound resonance that's going on there that integrates with the frequency of your skin that gives a harmonic reaction to make you feel synchronous to it, and you feel in the mood to lay back and
phase into it. But when you take that frequency off the skin and measure it, it sounds like a bunch of noise. But how is a man going to write that if he's a poet? The noise of the universe enhances my soul. Who'll buy that book? Nobody will buy a book like that. You gotta write it in a very romantic way. The music of the spheres enhanced my soul. So clear on. And everybody go looking for some instruments.
So when we send these satellites out and we just steer them out there in space to communicate, we should be putting this sound on them instead of Mozart and Bach and... Is that right?
The satellite isn't sending out no Mozart to the space. That's to tell the public so the public don't bug it.
It's to what?
That's to make the public don't bug it.
Yeah, that's just in farce.
The sound that the satellite is making out in space would freak you out if you heard it.
No, but you know, they sent out
yeah,
one that had,
a
whole little package in it.
A friend of mine got it
that high. I made everybody feel good.
A little
in the south part of the state, they have these big antennas to pick up the sound of space. Sounds just like that.
I know. We think the guy who invented the unit, as I said, the man who got this one made, he got a lot of his patents stolen from big corporations today. He's out the, so he no longer works with them. He works for himself. But he invented a lot of the ideas. But right now we're working together to develop another unit where we can measure the actual correction in the body. So that's what we're working on to get. So when you see the body, when we met years, last year, it was funny. After I told him about his invention and how he got robbed, he said, "You're the first person to tell me exactly what I didn't want to hear." He said, "But that's all right. You have to go through it. I saw your invention back in 1955. If I had stolen it then and invented it, I'd have deprived you of making it. But I saw all the details and I even quoted the sections of it." So that's true. He said, "And that's very, very." He tweeted that. I said, I saw the thing, but now you have to meet. So let's forget that part and look at what you got ahead. There are a few things you got to do. Though you got robbed, forget about it. You have to go through that. You have the quality, the genius, and you're in the time frame because you chose this particular time frame to work. You need to make certain equipment, not for the sake of knocking down people, but to help them to live. And work, I says, you know, my work is longevity lifestyle. I said, oh? So I gave him the card, longevity lifestyle card. Mm-hmm. And he checked with his lawyer, and he came back. 2 days after, he says, my lawyer says, whoever put this thing together, there's no way a federal government can attack him. The statement on the card? You ever see the card?
Mm-hmm. No.
In other words,
it's called Longevity Lifestyle. We specialize in techniques that contribute to longevity lifestyle. The name of the person, call for consultation. We don't have a single patient anymore. We don't heal nobody. And we're not interested in any type of program for running the world. We're interested in living to live. That's what it's called, longevity lifestyle. So, in Texas now, you can't bring a case against anybody practicing healing. And there was a chiropractor not too long ago, we got the documents. He was accused for performing a service that was administering medicine. When he got in court, the fine of what they wanted to fine him for, you know, the document that states the complaint. And he said to the judge, he said, "Your Honor, I am accused for practicing medicine by this group of people. I'm not practicing medicine, and I was helping the person to naturally regain their internal healing qualities. If you would like to check in the dictionary, my laying my hand on that patient and working that way would validate I didn't do no medical injustice or malpractice. The judge went in his office, got out the dictionary and looked at it. Medicine. You want to read it? Let's read it so that you will know and hear through your head. Go ahead. Look up the two words, medicine and healing. So then you no longer feel threatened by it.
Meditation?
Medicine.
Medicine.
That's serious.
Okay. Go ahead. A person, agency, or influence that affects well-being. A science and art dealing with maintenance of health and the prevention, alleviation and cure of disease. The branch of this field concerned with the non-surgical treatment of disease, distinguished from
obstetrics and surgery.
Shall I go on?
The first one is a substance or preparation used in treating disease.
That's for read the important one. The what?
The first one, a substance or preparation.
A substance or a preparation
used
for the
in
treatment
treating disease.
Of disease. That is medicine, and if you are accused for doing that, then you're liable to be punished. If you're not doing that, you can't do a single thing.
So if he was saying he was not treating disease.
No, you were not performing medicine. You were not doing any medicine. You wasn't giving them no drugs or anything. So look up the word healing. He wasn't offering any person any kind of a substance to cure a disease. He wasn't making any claim of that. He wasn't doing that.
Helping the person, he was helping the person regain.
Well-being,
yeah, that's
using the name. It sounded like the next definition was saying that if you are assisting
well-being,
that you're practicing medicine.
Healing is. To make sound or whole, restore to health.
You hear what it says? Read it. Healing is what?
To make sound or whole, restore to health.
Sound.
So the judge threw the thing out and then he said, gentlemen, this type of cases in the future will not be accepted by the court anymore. The definition is already established now. What if you classify somebody practicing medicine without a permit or someone helping another person to regain their well-being? So you are not practicing medicine by using this device. And in no way should they can harass you, because it's accepted a foregone conclusion by the AMA and FDA that that unit is a massage unit. So as far as if they want to harass you for that, then they first got to tear down their own definition and classification. They don't classify it as a massage unit, so it ain't going to bug them. That so you don't have to worry. You just using it. Okay. We know the lines of movements in the body. We know the force fields, how they go up and down. And they come to the front. Bring it to yourself. You're making a figure eight. You always start from the navel.
Oops.
Do I'm doing my arm? I'll take the unit and do it. Down. Down. Come back up. See what I did?
When you when that figure eight is made, it uses the cross point the navel again?
Yes, it comes back to the navel. It comes up, goes down.
Pubic bone?
Goes up, and goes down. So you make sure that you empty your anus. Come back up. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Could you do it one more time?
Up. Uh-huh. Down. Go right through the pubic all the way here. Go up here. Then you come up here. And you come down. Now you repeat it twice. Very simple. On your own tummy. So try it out.
Hey, Don, could I just ask about the back? When you were doing that, you said that was a figure eight, but it doesn't come to the same point on the back.
No. The back is different than the front.
Okay, I just wanted to mm-hmm.
Because your back don't have to release your colon. The colon is in the front. Yeah, you got it now.
Do it twice.
Good, awesome. You got it.
What does that do for the
pulmonary area? It loosens up and restores the peristaltic action and breaks up any deposits that are not in nearby suction. It helps you to evacuate efficiently.
Can you
like
get rid of parasites?
No, it'll not get rid of parasites, but it'll do one thing to a parasite. Make him miserable for him to stay there.
So he'll just live there.
Yes, he's forced to leave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Is that like something you should do two times every day? Once a day?
Three
times.
Best to do it so you wake up in the morning before you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You start on.
Huh?
What starts?
Your right side. You're going to start to put it in the middle. You come up to the right side. That's your left side.
No time for any
round. Go down. Come up. Hold on.
Come back up.
Come up, yeah. Figure it to make it. You're making sure that the body responds to its initial frequency when it was organized by nature. So it will operate efficiently. So it's called a biosonic tonification or cellular regeneration, where the sounds tone up and regenerate the organs which are operating with those sounds. So you, no matter if you use it on yourself or others, you cannot be accused for practicing medicine. You're not practicing medicine or any kind of work. You are tonifying and regenerating the cellular structure by its own sonics. So you got your front and your back. Now when you want to work on your chest, in the front it's easy to do the chest. Always go right, left, right, left. Because that's the way you heart is pumping, and so right, left. You don't make a figure eight.
You do?
No, you don't make a figure. No, just a circle.
Clockwise.
Yeah, clockwise. Right. Now, if you're doing the person's foot, you can go from the toe down to the heel. On the... Which foot?
The right foot.
On the right.
On the left foot, you go from the toe to the heel. And on the right foot, you go from the what?
Heel
to the toe.
Oh.
Opposition.
That's right.
On the left foot, you go from the toe to the heel. And from the on the right foot, you go from the heel to the toe.
On the chest, you start at the sternum?
Yeah, well, that's right from the sternum. And go around and come back.
To the right, towards, to the left?
No,
to the left and then to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the foot, the left foot, you go from the toe to the heel. And the right foot is from the heel to the toe. Now, on the ankle, you go around like a figure eight in the ankle. A figure eight on the ankle, you make a figure eight. And on the wrist, you make a figure eight.
So just on the inner?
Inner and outer.
On both sides?
On both sides.
So it'd be two figure eights.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, a clockwise?
Yeah, clockwise movement, yeah.
Twice around and
you know, every area that you do it, any time you work on something, you must work it in polarity. A double turn. Everything is twice.
When you go toe to heel, do you go up again and then down again?
Down.
Mm-hmm. And then down.
Down.
Okay.
Oh.
Start with the big toe. Here, I'm going
to
show you what.
Okay.
Down. Figure it. We make it more complicated for ourselves. I think it is so simple to treat the sole of the foot. That's why I rather work on a person's foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can do all my correction by just passing the unit on the foot twice and be done.
Wow.
Mm. Now, when you're working on another person, you work on their back. And their feet are already what? Turned up. So somebody volunteer. And then they let somebody work on their back and demonstrate. And see for themselves how easy it is to work on another person from the back. Want to lie down flat on the floor? Okay, now observe. You see where your feet is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now pick the left foot up and work. So where are you going to go from here? But you're only going there, or you're not going over the foot. The whole bottom of the foot is what you're covering.
Like go start here, you go right down it.
That's right.
Okay.
What are you saying for Jimmy? All the rest of that foot.
Your ankle here a long
you
time ago.
It's
so swollen.
Let's see what we got here now.
So,
you want to use your unit or I use mine? So you get familiar with your unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now she can do this to herself.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
That's right.
That's right. That's right there. Mm-hmm.
Still
swollen, it's been like 6 months.
You do a figure eight around the
arm.
You gotta get over to the front side.
So you're going down.
You gotta be on the top side of the foot.
Are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
It's a traffic cop process. Directing traffic at a traffic jam or an incident on the highway. That's what a therapist's job is. I mean, no therapist in the end. It's just a tonification that you are doing to an area that has been impeded by an impact externally by some injury. You call it an injury. There is no injury in the words. They are just labels you're using. The body is thrown off in that particular area from operating efficiently by a sonic impact. You go in there and you clear that first. And that's the person who gives the ticket.
That's that process.
That's right. That's the process. That's what you call giving the ticket. Then the next day you go in and do the record work. Haul the stuff out of the way so the traffic can go back to his job.
Is this, does this facilitate, I mean, would this break up scar tissue?
Scar tissue is ingrained tissue that has grown there by virtue of having cut it or by having bruised it, and therefore they have what is called locking connections between the skin and the area where it's bruised up. So they are hard and lumpy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to go over those areas in a one or three ways, a suctioning effect for a circle, or a pumping effect, or a direct effect, till those areas get soft and become flexible.
So when you worked on that scar on my head,
mm-hmm.
you just went over and over and over.
That's
and over
right.
and over and over.
Uh-huh. Donna, can we go back to the chest? Can we go back to the chest? That was clockwise motions on the right side.
Right to left, right to left, right to left.
Okay.
On that circular motion, is it like just a full circle, including just like this, or is it a small circle?
No. You see where you're right there, okay. Coming up right.
Okay.
Going over to the left, you're coming down. That's
it. How high are you going?
You don't go beyond the neck.
It's like right here.
That's all the distance you're covering.
Okay.
Now, if you start to start,
but now say if you have scar tissue that's years and years and years old.
So you do one of the three things first to start off. What?
You'd hand over the ticket. That's what you would do. Right? And then you would just do the constants.
That's right. Well, but you first pump it.
Like this?
No.
No.
Give me the unit again, I'll show you how to pump it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pumping it. That's what you call pumping it.
So that's pumping it.
See, that's pumping it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go around like that.
Pressing
it and keeping it at the sum. Then you go deep in one spot.
Okay. Now, how many treatments would it take for the scar tissue to begin to disintegrate?
The quantity of treatments will be determined by how long the chronic condition is.
How old it is?
Mm-hmm.
So, 7 years?
So, it will run up to about 7 treatments. One
yeah.
treatment a year.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. All these strange scars, would you could get rid of them?
Yeah, they'll start flattening out. But if they're cut, they're not done to correct that. If they're stitched, all it's going to do is get them flat and soft. It's not going to remove the actual scar.
So you'll still see the cut marks?
Yes, the cut marks are still there.
But like say if your skin was scraped off.
It'll only make it soft. It will not remove that particular part. That's an entirely different thing you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to get the tissue.
Let me show you something.
All right.
Right here. I got this big scar.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
It's gone.
No.
Get the camera, Ginger.
There
you go.
Here is it. It's white. It's real white.
Yeah, see it.
It's from a bicycle wreck. But see,
that will not remove the.
It won't, so it doesn't remove surface scars. But scar tissue.
Now that make brings it soft.
Makes it soften it and flatten it, okay. Now that brings us to the little question of cellulite. This wonder machine will do that bad.
It'll soften it up. It'll not break it up. It'll soften it up so it'll for the natural force.
So I can mold it to my bosom.
Right.
But then
you work with the color of the name as they return. But there's the lines are there, so you got it, but it's got soft.
Now I'm gonna give you the facial.
Okay.
So this is how you do it, and I give everybody but just walk up, sit up one at a time.
Yeah,
take a quick contact. Contact first. Now, this is how you do a facial, too. You always work. Okay.
And that is the right side.
Move those wrinkles out to the back of your head, under your
hair,
and hidden.
Flat
under the brain. See what I'm pushing the skull? I push the skin up. Yeah. We can add. Now, when you fix the forehead, it's up. Mm-hmm. Look at your drawing. It's making your pictures. Tomorrow.
It looks like a finger. Wingman Stevenson and Wayne Armitage.
He's
14. You may. How
about
this one? Yeah. Behind
the
fence. Just the orange thing.
So you're going from the center out.
That's right.
Mm.
That's
what
feels so good.
Yeah, Lynn looks like he's enjoying himself.
Can you tell?
Yeah. Reminds me of this friend that I was holding this time. He gets up
I look in the mirror.
Am I going to recognize myself?
Next.
I'll do it.
Oh, go ahead.
That's a good one.
Go ahead.
Ouch.
I also want to open a conference school for young girls.
Is it all right to use it and press in like on acupuncture pressure points or?
No problem.
Put the hot thing like this.
Oh, the bullet.
Your
contacts in?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not going to melt.
And you can also take this part, the black part, and rub it on your skin, too. It's wonderful.
10 minutes.
Then it'll stop.
And then you have to stop the unit, otherwise it'll shut off itself. The unit won't work.
Uh-huh.
Because the heat is built up by the resonance. So you have to disengage it and use the heat for 10 minutes.
Use it.
Yeah.
So treatment should last 30 minutes. 10 minutes for the sun, 10 minutes for the heat, and 10 minutes for the suctioning out and doing the other or areas of the, or like any other. So it shouldn't take you more than 30 minutes to do treatment.
Isn't that
great? But you have the option of all three going on in the one treatment unit.
where it does oscillate, does make sound, and it does produce heat.
So if you were working on somebody's back, you would you do this for 10 minutes, then you do the heat in the same pattern.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the heat can go all over us.
All over.
See, is it C and G?
No, lower.
Good.
That was strange.
That's good.
What happened? Your fly answered. Her fly on flu spontaneously.
Yeah, someone undressed me.
Now you know why men wear fly pants.
Why?
They fly open, huh?
And they fly open. Plank, do your regular rub down, then do this, and then you can give them a treat by doing their face last. But never do the face first. You always do the face last. They do the body first, then they do the face last. I'm giving myself a whole holistic treatment now. The zones are going on the zones. I'm just signing in your body. See how everything feeds, but I got to come back to where you tip off. Because that is where the last traumatic shock is to the tissue, where they clip you. So you always work your way through the zones and come back to the. What a place they call in the city hall, the circle. You know, you got to like your big cities, all got all the roads come to where?
The plaza,
yeah, right. Like, really bad. So give yourself a treatment.
Would you start back here?
Mm-hmm. And those who have to leave, I'll give them their session one at a time. Give two people to leave. Okay.
So start at the Amplagada and end at the navel when giving yourself a treatment.
The church, and I'm the last person to allow it to go up on the balcony of the church. And I will see the fig tree that grows behind where the enclosure is. Not public, can see that no more. There's a fig tree that grows there that they brought directly from Jerusalem, from the same area where that tree that was cursed by Jesus. And they grow it right there. A lot of other things that happened, but
where does that tree grow? Behind the church?
Behind the building. It's they close up the building now, you can't see it.
So was Ginger the second to last person to see that fig tree?
No. Yeah. Jericho laughed and he cursed the fig tree.
You were no brother?
I was 16 years of age. I lived only 6 months after, and he looked at me, he said, and I wish to say, what are you laughing for? And I had a phase out. But when you're a kid, you don't know why a thing like that happens. He cursed the tree and it withered up. When you're a kid, you don't know. You see someone do that, and with tremendous love and respect for the person, then all of a sudden, his eyes look right through you and he has to say, why are you laughing? Mm. Then I had to live through that process. And that, I had the fig given to me by my friend who was my lawyer on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve day at 3 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock it started to grow in my tummy. And by 12 o'clock that night they were performing the operation to get it out. That was in Canada, 1955-56. So I had my share of wanting all your karma, you know. I don't recommend it. I'd rather go for the modern man, the Luther Burbank technique. Taste the pie before the tree gets big enough to be turned into furniture. So he helps people to eat the walnut in half of the time. 17 years, it takes 34 years for a walnut tree to be big enough to be lumber or make furniture. At 17 years, he reduced the time from 34 to 17 to make you eat the walnut. So this is the same thing that's happening in today's advancement in the awareness. We're speeding up you to experience what it is you're working for, but we can't clean up your body field. You got to do it. You still got to clean up your body, but you can experience what you're working for, so you know that you're not wasting your time. Now, how do you feel? Alright. So you don't want to go muck up the body too much after feeling like that, right?
You can't wipe the green off your
phone.
I have to go, you know.
You have to wipe the green off,
yeah. Thank you. I get a second chance at that.